on this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati. A childhood in foster homes and school issues challenged Shaquille Crutchfield from an early age. In this conversation with friend Kathy King, they talk about those difficult times and how his support system never gave up on him.
For a while, I was having a lot of problems in school, whether it was fighting or arguing with teachers. Usually it led around something being fair. Didn't notice that till I got older. I was like, oh, that's why I fought a lot, because somebody might say something. And I'm like, no, that's not right. I just wanted everything to be right and nothing to be messed up or unequal. So like, I got into a lot of teacher arguments and fights and being suspended. But I knew I always did my work. That's one thing I always knew I did. Don't really know why. I was always bored. So,
One of the things you told me during that time was, I'm the good one. I'm always the good one. And you were. You were always good, although you got into some arguments and fights, and we dealt with them, though.
Yeah, especially I remember coming home from a meeting, and my foster mom was like, yeah, you have some good people on your team. And I was like, what? And they're literally fighting for you every day and, like, yelled at the principal because they knew you were right. And I was just like, yeah, they knew me since I was five.
Let's not say I was yelling at the principal. I really wasn't yelling at the principal. Were we fighting for you? Obviously, we were fighting for you.
I think I was in fourth grade, and I was starting to get an IA, Mr. Rowley. Mm-hmm. It was just one of my favorite IAs. It's just like a Velcro person that walks around class and school and stuff. And even he was like, Shaq's not that bad.
And I think we had a person to be with you because you just needed a little bit of guidance. So Debbie and I worked really hard to get that. What we found out at the school, though, was that they were using the person that was supposed to be with you to do all these other things, and you were just left on your own. So we did go to the school. We did confront the principal. We even got a letter from the school district that said we couldn't come back to the school anymore, but they did let us back in, but we did get that straightened out. You probably didn't need it as much, but you needed some support. Do you remember the next few years?
Yeah, I ended up getting kicked out of my school because of my anger, and around that time is when I started dealing with my depression, and I ended up going to Mount St. Joseph Orphanage, and there I was doing real good. I still got in my arguments. I stopped fighting as much. By that time, I was in 7th, 8th grade, so I didn't see a need for it. Ended up going to a school called North Norwood. Mm-hmm. And about freshman, sophomore year is when my depression actually kicked in. Mm-hmm. And I was having a hard time, like, even sitting in class. Just to sit in class and listen to the teacher or listen to the people talk. People in class, to the point where I had to have one person, I would just walk out of class and go find that one person to talk to.
You were depressed. We tried to help you deal with it, but it was for good reasons you were depressed.
Yes. Depression is something I deal with on a constant. It's more of I hate that I think a lot. So it can be at the times where I'm having a whole lot of fun, and it just snaps because I'm thinking of, like, stuff I can do. Or if I'm not doing anything at work, I have to keep my mind busy, so I start cleaning. So if I'm at that point where I'm not doing anything, then my depression has time to kick in and time to focus on other things other than what I'm supposed to be focused on. I try to ignore it, but the thing about depression, the more you ignore it, the harder it gets. So, like, I think just to let it out and cry sometimes is best.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr., U.S. Bank Foundation, and the Johnson Foundation for their support.